Blog Talk Radio.
You guys, but I'm just like, wow, he's totally talented. Not to mention that I love his accent. So I'm super excited to have him on the show tonight. And I'm looking forward to just gaining. And you guys know what gaining means, just gaining more insight on the presence that we have on the show, which is Hayes. So let's, you know, put him on without further ado so we can get in tune with Hayes tonight. How you doing tonight, Hayes?
What's good? I'm good, you know. I'm all right. I'm just kicking back. It's 3 a.m. out here, so it's a bit of difference in time, but I'm good.
Oh,
man.
My goodness.
I like the sound of your voice. You got a nice sound of voice, man.
No, listen to your voice. I'm just like, oh, my goodness. Like, really? And I love it because you can hear it when you're rapping. So it's just like, yes, give it to me, give it to me.
What's good, though?
Totally. So for everyone who's getting in tune with you for the first time, tell us a little bit about Hayes.
Basically, I'm a rapper from South London. I've been doing it for like 7 years. I'm in a group called Eurogang with SAS. A lot of people in the States are familiar with SAS. There's on Diplomat's second album, Diplomat Community 2. And I'm just out here grinding, man, in the UK. I did a track with Max B a couple of years back. Put a video out there when I want to start and stuff like that. And now I've got a buzz in my hometown right now. I'm just trying to elevate. I'm just grinding.
Right, absolutely. So as a youth, has, you know, music always been something that you were in tune to, or was it something else that you first gravitated to?
I mean, no, music has always been there for me from early. I've always liked music and appreciated it for what it is. But I used to play basketball when I was real young, you know what I'm saying? I played for my country. And then I got a scholarship to move to L.A. when I was about 16.
Wow. So not only talented.
Go on, Karen.
No, I'm saying not only talented lyrically, but also an athlete, too. I'm about to move to London.
I'm not talented no more, man. I'm getting old and flabby nowadays, so I'm not talented as I was in basketball, but I've got a talent music-wise, though. You know, you can come and listen to some excuses if you want.
Don't make excuses, Hayes. Don't make excuses. Okay, it's fine. You can say, hey, girl, you know, I'm not interested. No, I'm just kidding. So tell us, do you have any other, you know, passions out there outside of music, of course, because we already know how you feel about music through the way you convey yourself through your lyrics. But do you have anything else that you're in tune to?
Just that. Obviously, within the arts, I can see myself maybe acting or like writing scripts or something later down. But for now, it's just the music.
Right. So how has the reception been since, you know, your mixtape, Loyalty, Honor, and Respect?
Yeah, it's been good, you know. It's been good, man. I can't complain. Obviously, aiming for much higher and much bigger things. But for what I wanted it to do, it's kind of done. You feel me? And I ain't even really finished with the project. I've got a lot more visuals to come out and stuff like that. But it's kind of like created a nice buzz for me in the UK.
Of course, I'm sure it's buzzing in the UK. I'm sure, because I'm going to have it buzzing over here in the U.S. So don't worry about that. I have your back, okay, 110%
okay,
on that
that's
one.
Love.
Yeah,
that's
definitely,
love.
Because I've been posting the cover of your mixtape on my Facebook wall, and from the time I started posting it instantly, I was like, dang, all I did was refresh the page for 1 second, and everybody was like. You know, so I just feel good about that because of the simple fact that the people that tune into the show, they're definitely, like, receptive to good music, you know? So that's a plus, and shout out to all the listeners and stuff for showing love to Hayes. And they're all tuned in tonight listening to you, you know that? Well, good morning. Morning over there for Hayes.
Yeah, I want to shout out everyone out there listening, taking time out to listen to me. You know what I mean? I really appreciate it. And hopefully you appreciate my music just as much.
Right, absolutely, because I listened to the whole entire mixtape, like word for word, because I was trying to, you know how you have your favorites, you know, because, you know, we can't please everybody, you know. But I like the fact that I can go through the favorite one is the one that I just played, and I also like Loyalty, Honor, and Respect. And let's see, I have it written down over here, and I also like Where I'm From.
Okay. That's a good selection.
That's a good selection. They're all you.
No, I'm saying, like, in regards to, like, the songs I made, they're kind of, like, probably some of my favorite songs.
Definitely. So tell me a little bit about Good versus Evil and how you came up with that concept. Because it seems like your voice kind of altered, too, in that.
Yeah. Basically, it's like you know, like everyone has got two sides to them. Obviously, you've got the good, just look at it like the good conscience and the bad conscience. You've got the good conscience telling you to do something good. You've got a bad conscience telling you to do something wrong, even though you know it's wrong. And that's just conveying that message, basically, kind of thing. You feel me? But obviously, with the voices, it's like an angel voice and a demon voice.
Wait, I heard that. I was like, ooh, I'm scared. No. No, I like it. I'm only teasing you, but I liked it, and I liked the transition and how you came about that. That was really creative and awesome and different, because you don't hear a lot of rappers doing that, the transition of, hey, it was like kind of role-playing and acting and all of that, so I can tell that you would be good in the acting field, how you just did that track.
Okay. You need to go to Hollywood with that for me then, man. You need to go and put that in Hollywood for me. Give me a couple of bills.
We have somebody on the line already, Hayes, so I'm going to take a call just to kind of break the monotony, because I could listen to you speak all night long and all morning long over there on your end. But 904, you on the line with Miss P and Hayes. How you doing tonight?
How y'all doing this afternoon? This King Hollow, the king of the freestyle. How y'all doing this afternoon?
Hey, how you doing, King Hollow?
Oh, I'm always fine. Hey, you know what I'm saying? I actually listened to some of your songs a few minutes ago. You go hard, you know what I'm saying? And that's what's up. I actually listened. You actually had something to bring to the table. And you know what I'm saying? It was nice. I enjoyed myself. You know what I'm saying? I rarely say that about any, you know, new music coming out, because it has the same old, you know, premises, basis, and it's basically getting to a point where it's primitive. But I really enjoyed the music. It was like something refreshing, you know?
No, I respect that, my brother, man. That's love, bro. That's love, man. That's what I try and do through my music. So, you know what I'm saying? Hit me up, man. Stay in contact with me or whatever on my Twitter page.
Oh, yeah, man. I stay King Hollow 25 on Twitter, you know what I'm saying? You know, King Hollow Woods on Facebook. I love, you know what I'm saying, people that's out there that still, you know, bringing something to the game besides the ordinary, and I support, you know what I'm saying, full heartedly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But one of my questions was, what inspired you to just even start doing this in the first place?
Like, my inspiration comes from, like, life itself. You feel me? Like, you know, like the bad times, the good times. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes it's just the easiest way to get my feelings across. You feel me? And like, I've been like that since I was young. I used to write poetry when I was mad young, innit? So as I've grown up and I've been through certain things, it just comes out. You feel me? It comes out.
I understand.
Yeah,
that's wonderful. Like I said, you know, mad respect from, you know, me, you know what I'm saying, King Hollow, my people, and, you know what I'm saying, like I said, I'm going to stay in tune with you.
Where you from?
Oh, I'm from Jacksonville. I'm actually from Fort Myers, Florida, but I'm in Jacksonville, Florida, you know what I'm saying, just trying to start up my movement myself and you know, helping these young artists out with the industry and everything they need to know information-wise, and at the same time, you know what I'm saying, just having fun with the hip-hop game right now. You feel
yeah,
me?
That's the way forward, my brother, man. You believe you can achieve, feel me? So you just got to get to it. I ain't even on no corny fake shit. I'm on some straight realness, innit? You know what I'm saying? So just keep doing what you're doing, bro, and just shout at me anytime you want to shout at me. I'm there, innit? Facebook, Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Make something happen out there, maybe. Seeing some CDs or something out there. Get a name out there even more for me. I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm going to make sure I stay in tune with you. Like I said, you know, and I'll be on this Twitter. You know what I'm saying? I'll make sure I do a little shout out to my people in tune and make sure they get you in contact with me, because, like I said, I'm enjoying the music and it's something fresh. And, you know, that when you're promoting yourself and, you know what I'm saying, and doing your thing, you know what I'm saying, you got to keep that road moving. And like I said, I like artists that's actually out here showing love to these Blog Talk Radio shows, which has came up in the last 3 years, and, you know what I'm saying, showing love and getting back out there and showing these people, you know what I'm saying, that the hip-hop is still alive. So, you know what I'm saying, mad respect for me.
Thank you so much, King Hollow. Thank you.
Already, you already know. I slide through when I can.
Thank you so much, Hollow.
Be safe out there. One love.
Yeah, so thanks to King Hollow. He's always, you know, showing love to the Intune Show and the guests, and I really, really appreciate that. You know, I have to send him like a bouquet of roses or something, this man. Is it okay for a woman to do that? I mean, seriously, I just want to know. Is that like doing too much? I don't think so. I think men like roses. Do you like roses, Hayes?
Nah, it's not really my kind of thing, but, you know, there's all kinds of different men out there, so you might find one that does like it, you know? To each their own, you know?
I love it. So just like, you know, King Hollow was just saying about the music and how your sound is different and fresh and everything, and he could appreciate it and things of that nature, you know, just kind of piggybacking off of that, what are your thoughts on the music, you know, on the radio today?
I think a lot of it is watered down, and I think a lot of it has no substance. And I don't think that's the originality of hip-hop. I think hip-hop was there to talk amongst the struggle or within the struggle and, like, portray, like, a message. Feel me? And I think, no, there's still artists out there that do that, but I'm saying, like, mainstream radio, a lot of it's watered down. No one's talking about anything that's helping another human being. You know what I'm saying? It's talking about money. Same old, innit? Same old shit.
It's true. It's true. It's very true. You know, like cars and, you know, stuff like that. And it's just like most of the time, like I always tell, you know, my listeners and stuff like that and people that aspire to get into music and stuff like that, it's just like you can't believe the hype. You can't believe the hype. Not all of it is real.
Come on. If someone's showing you, there's always two sides to everything. But if someone's showing you something and it's mad glorifying, you've got to know there's another side to it that ain't as glorifying as that. And you can talk about it. I believe you can talk about the glorifying if you want to talk about it, like if you're living a certain lifestyle. But at the same time, keep it real and tell them the truth about that situation. And don't lie to the people, you feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Don't lie to the people because, you know, it says, Hayes, the truth. And I believe it now, talking to you. Okay. I was like, I know. After seeing that slogan, I was like, I know he's going to just put me in my place. And I love it. Do it. Someone needs to. Exactly. So tell me. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. When you come to the States, you know, because I don't know if I'm going to be getting on a plane going, like, what is it, like 9-10 hours that way?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
have you ever seen the A-Team? You ever seen the A-Team, Hayes?
With the movie.
Remember the A-Team that.
Yeah, with
Mr. T, how they used to knock him out before he got on the plane. That would be like me, yeah. So I couldn't do it.
You don't like flying, no?
No, it has to be under 2 hours or, you know, I need something. And I don't want to say it on air, but I'm going to need something. Knock me out. Hit me with a bottle, anything, but I can't handle it. So anyway, it's not about me. It's about you. So when you're out there performing, you know, tell me, how are the? What's the reaction from the ladies? Tell me, are they like going crazy? What's happening?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's not at that stage yet where it's like that, where I've got, like, it's like that, yeah, but I get people to show me love, I get females to show me love, yeah.
And what is your feedback?
From the shows?
No, what is your feedback when people are like, you know, Hayes, how do you know, are you like, oh my God, here we go, or is it just like you're receptive to them?
Yeah, I mean, I'm appreciative of everything that I've got, feel me, from my music. Obviously, it makes me feel good when people appreciate my music or appreciate me for the artist I am. So I'm just fully appreciative, feel me? It's not like I haven't been in a position where I'm like Drake, you feel me, where it's just constantly, you know what I'm saying? I'm still underground to a certain extent, so. But, you know, I appreciate all the love I get, man. All my friends.
Yeah.
Support.
I love that. Yeah, I love that. You know, but there's a lot of people, you know, and I've been meeting a lot of people, and I'm sure you have as well, you know. And some people, they can have, like, 1 million follows, and their head is blown all the way to pieces, Hayes. You know this. No one knows them besides the people that's following them, okay? And they act like if you say something to them, you do it too much.
There's loads of people like that in the industry. That's the bad part of it in the whole music. There's the people that are just egotistical, just care about their ego, feed their ego, but I ain't one of those, you know what I'm saying? So.
I'm so happy, and as soon as I meet you in person, I'm hugging you so tight, okay? Don't think I'm crazy, but that's what's happening, you know? So do you have any other collaborations that you currently working on right now?
Yeah, I've got what in the US collabs or just UK collabs?
Anyone, or both?
I'm trying to get hold of like Styles P. I want to do a chat with Styles. And I'm trying to get through to Jay Electronica. He's in London right now. He's living in London, so I'm trying to get through to him. But apart from that, I haven't been in a year. So when I get out there, I probably link up with like French, someone like that. I don't know. I just go out there and just whoever I'm with. End up collabing with, feel me? But right now I'm just focused on London and trying to get into the mainstream industry out here. Like, take care of my territory, and then I'll start meeting stateside, feel me?
So what are some of the rituals that you get into before you start to write music?
What I do before I start to write music, I like write, smoke, Billy Spliff. Can I say that on there?
Yeah, you can. This is your show.
Billy Spliff. I don't know, I might sip a little yak, I might sip a little wine. Don't know, it depends what kind of vibe I'm into. I burn an incense and then just go into the beat, listen to the beat and just go into it. So I'm in a zone. When I'm in that zone, whatever will come to me will come to me. And I just write the music I want to make.
That's awesome. So tell me, and I know this is just like a real like typical question, but which track do you resonate with the most? Although they're all awesome because you made them, of course, and they all come from like your heart. But which one do you think, you know, is your like your favorite? Because, you know, I craft stuff myself, but I don't like everything I craft, you know, so it's always like my favorite out of something that I do. So do you have a favorite?
Yeah, I have to say On My Own, my favorite track on there.
You know, I was looking at that one. I was listening to it hard, so I actually listened to it twice because I was just like, do I want this one? Do I want this? You know, it was like a tough decision. It's tough.
Yeah.
You know,
I want to
play them all, Hayes. I want to play them all, and I'm going to keep them on rotation. But, you know, I couldn't do it all at one time. But, yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Nah, it's all up. Nah, that tune, that track there resonates with me because at a time when I made that song, that's how I felt. You feel me? I think it's like I really conveyed that message on that song. Like you'll be able to get that from what I get from listening to it. Sometimes, like, you might write a song and you might not get the point across fully what you wanted to get across, but it might be a good song. But I think that song, the point I wanted to get across, I got across. So that's my favorite track.
Right. I love it. So do you mind if I play a track right now so everyone can, you know, that's tuning in for the first time and didn't hear the first track that I played, which was Good Versus Evil, can I play something else? Is that okay with you?
Sure.
Okay.
Can.
Yay! I'm going to play Loyalty, Honor, and Respect by Hayes because that is the name of his mixtape, and that's what it's all about because, as you guys see, Hayes is the truth, okay? And he's right here, right now, in tunes at 3 a.m. in the morning on an In Tune show. Yay!
Only my sister right here. So no
that's
one
right.
Else.
No one else. Blushing. Okay, babies, tell me what you guys think.
When we step on the floor, every second that clock is ticking, we are pedal to the metal. We run the ball, we pressure the ball, and most importantly, we control the tempo of the game.
You said we're a team. One person struggles, and we all struggle. One player triumphs, we all triumph, right?
Trying to let them know, like, they don't understand what I'm saying, but it's alright. All I wanna say, honestly, is keep your honor, cause you're honored if you honor what you live. Get respect for the honesty you give. It's respect that you give, and if you tell her how you live, I just tell her how it is. That's a testament to this, what I'm living while delivering the message that I give. Loyalty is trust to remain through your honesty. With honor and respect, that's together, that's the policy. To tell the truth, I feel the game's kind of mocking. They don't pay no homage, but this brand is one to copy. Honestly, bringing real back was a prophecy. And I'm the one to do it, so this brand is best acknowledging. Your legend's what I'm gonna be, a rap great. Known to rap great in my city, really put it on the map, mate. Nowadays, every other rapper always sound bait. Never had a thing upon his waist, and never mash weight. It's real life, what I live, I talk about. If I told you lies, it wouldn't feel right. I ain't signing nothing major till the deal's right. I'll be independent
Prezi rolling on my wrist for all the ill times. Look at it and think about the times that I would build. Line up, not the lines you hear me rapping, but the real kind. Real grind, trying to make a come up off the real shine. My life, my struggle, can you feel mine? Now it's time, I feel it's time that I fulfill my destiny. Do it how it's meant to be, it's meant to be. I can tell it's meant for me, I'm feeling how I'm meant to be. Loyalty, honor and respect to the legends, G. When I'm done up in this game, I guarantee it's legendary. Yeah, I said it, yeah, greatness, a legacy. Ain't your average Joe, no, nothing like never be. Up above's blessing me, these pagans trying to get to me. I watch the ones that show me love, the haters ain't stressing me. I just tell them what I see, where I'm coming from, my life story. There'll never be another one. Tell you about the love, neglected from the hate. No loyalty, honor and respect, just snakes and the fakes. The despise and the rise of a king. Till the signs of the times, when the time's full of sin. For my incense burning, the light in his dim. I've been sent, I'm determined to rise, I will win. For my sling, fuck a liar, cause I am a king. And the fight that I'm fighting for is the fight that I'll win. Tell my loyalty, I rise to the very, very end. Till they bury me, and even then it's never gonna end. Just a testament to honor that I'm giving through a gem. Through the loyalty that's relevantly spilling from his pen. So respect what I'm saying, just be diligent, my friend. It's respect I'm displaying, cause it's written with intent.
Yes, that was hot, okay? And you was just like, you know? You was just spitting like, yay, yeah, this is what it is. I love it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, sure. I appreciate you. So, you know, you're up here, like, winning awards, like, the first week that you released this mixtape.
Yeah. That was on BBC One Extra.
Right. I mean, wow. 1 week?
Yeah.
You're an overachiever, aren't you? You're overachiever.
Nah, I wouldn't say that right. I wouldn't say that right, no. Not yet. I'll give you a call when I am, though. But yeah, no, I just got a call. Like, it came out on, I think it was the Sunday, and I got a call on the Wednesday. I was out. Like, this DJ called Ace, called Viz from London on BBC One Extra, just called me. Like, yo, I want to do the interview, I want to give you mixtape of the week. And he called me, did the interview right there, and then he gave me mixtape of the week. It was a good look, man.
Yeah, I mean, wow. I mean, so it's just safe to say, like, you know, this is just all happening, and this is what's happening. So people might as well just gravitate to it, period. Because
yeah,
it's all going down.
It's going up.
Yeah, gravitate towards it and elevate with you. I love it. So, are you going on tour in July? Isn't it with French Montana? Am I correct in saying so?
Yeah, I've got a show in London on 25th of July, opening up for French. I've got another show on the 6th and the 2nd in London too, opening up for like big UK artists. So, yeah, man, it's a good look, man. I'm just trying to get out there more, you feel what I mean? Just widen my fan base and just you know, get my show game up to par. I went to see Kanye and Jay-Z the other day, like last week, was the phone tour, you know what I'm saying? So I want to get my show game up to like that. I've got a lot of work
right
to do, so I need to start getting the shows in. You feel me?
Yeah, I mean, it's just amazing to me, and I just love it, and I love your drive, and I love that you're just so laid back with it, and it's just like, yeah, this is what's happening, Miss P, and that's just it. You know what I mean? Like, you have no type of, like, hypeness in your voice. Like, see how I'm super excited to be talking to you? And I'm all crazy with it. Like, I had, like, 10 cups of coffee, and you're just all laid back, maybe because it's 3 o'clock over there, and it's, like, 10 over
maybe
here.
Maybe.
So do you say that anyone in the industry, you know, growing up, whether it was like growing up or just that's out now, influenced your style or influenced, you know, your creativity at all?
Sorry, did you repeat that? Would you say?
Sure. Would you say like anyone growing up or anyone that's out in the industry right now influences your style or helps like give you that creative juice?
This is the honest truth.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Now and then, like, I might hear, like, a big song. I might hear, like, I don't know, like, Rick Ross goes in, but the sentiments he talks about, I don't really like, but the songs still get me gassed forever. Like, I heard that, that hit me up. I heard The Common featuring John Legend, The Believer. There'd just be tracks here and there, like Nipsey Hussle, Clique Rosé, or Rosé Clique, whatever it is. But really and truly, the things that really inspire me are like the other day, I heard Bobby Womack had a new album out, so I was listening to that, like Bobby Womack, like listening to like Bob Marley, Garnet Silk, like even Coldplay. Feel me? Like, I'm trying to, I listen to other genres. I don't just listen to rap music because, like, I don't think there's too much of it that inspires me right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, where they are in the game inspires me, but I'm saying the music don't really inspire me, a lot of them.
Right. And that's real, and that's honest, and I love it because, you know, honestly, I feel you. I can't sing, I can't dance, I can't rap, I can't do none of that. But, you know, at least when I listen to something, let it have me like, yeah, I want to play that again, keep it on repeat or something, you know. And it's not a lot of songs that's really having me do that lately.
So what's your favorite song right now?
My favorite song right now, today, Haze. I'm serious. Let me tell you something about me. I listen to so many tracks every single day, okay? Some of them is just like, really? Did they really send this to me? And then there's some that's just like, oh, my God, listen to this, listen to that. So I'll be like a groupie of that song for the entire day. But then if someone sends me something else and I like it, then I'm a groupie of that song. So I switch, if I'm, you know, switching clothes, you know, but then at the end of the day, once I find.
So you're my groupie today, and you're going to be someone else's groupie tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. I'm not going to lie. I have to be truthful. Like, you know, as the songs come to me is what I gravitate to. And the ones that I keep on my, you know, repeat play is the ones that I like the most. And, you know, there's a lot of them. So I can't really pick. Yeah, but, you know, you're going to be there because when I go work out, you know, I have to have that on there, especially this one, the loyalty, honor, and respect, because it goes hard, you know, and I need that to motivate me to stay on the treadmill.
Okay. As long as you're on the treadmill, what it matters.
So do you have any other hidden talents?
Yeah, I've got a few
I'm listening.
Talents. I wouldn't say talents, I'd say gifts, hidden gifts. I wouldn't say talents.
Okay.
So, for example, see me, I like to read a lot of books. I like to know what's going on with the world and the state of the world. And I'm saying I like to know what's really going on, hence why my name is The Truth in it, because I like to research and tap into all of that. You know what I'm saying? And the deeper you get into all of that, the deeper your mind opens to other things. Feel me? So it's kind of hard for me to explain to you, but I'd say my gift is intuition.
My gift is intuition. I like that. I do. So when you was putting together this mixtape, are you the kind of artist that compiles, like, all of these tracks and then pick the ones that you feel should be on this particular mixtape, or do you write according to a project that you know you're going to work on? So you say, okay, loyalty, honor, and respect. So these tracks you already have honed in on them and know what you're going to put on the track?
No, I mean, in regards to this project, this Loyalty, Honor, Respect project, it was more like a statement rather than like a body of work that's about Loyalty, Honor, Respect. You feel me? Because I just had a lot of UK artists on there, you know what I'm saying, like, that are popping in London, and I just reached out to everyone kind of thing and just put a mixtape together. So it's not really like a body of work where it's all about Loyalty, Honor, Respect. Obviously, I've got the songs in there that reflect that, but it's more just like a feature mixtape. Well, it's original track, so it's more like a feature street album.
I'm learning. This is why, you know, it's so awesome to be able to, you know, talk to you. you know, because I'm learning from you tonight. I really am. So you already told us, you know, we already know where you're coming from with the music and everything like that and your direction. But have you learned any lessons so far? I mean, I know that you know, you're just starting out and you have way more to, like, you know, experience and go through. But have you learned anything along the way that you can share with other artists that are, you know, trying to get where you are at this point?
Yeah, I've learned a lot, man. Like, trust no one. That's number one. Trust no one, because this music industry is like a snake pit. You know what I'm saying? You're better off just doing your thing by yourself rather than have to bite back at certain times, you feel me? On another note, trust no one. Again, no, I'm joking. Trust no one. Second of all, I'd say you got to believe and just strive. I've learned to, like, believe in myself and strive for it, and, like, if you believe it, you can achieve it. You feel me? Like, I was at a point where I didn't think I'd be able to be at the stage I'm at now. So for me to get there, I had to believe in it. I'm saying, obviously, you get there and you don't, because you're so hard on trying to get there, you don't really appreciate it when you get there. You know what I'm saying? But that's what makes you keep growing as an artist. So definitely have to just believe in yourself and just achieve. And when people close the doors on you, just open another door and just walk through. You just keep fighting. I think they're the most important thing.
Absolutely.
At the stage I'm at now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know what, Hayes? I love you, seriously, because you just, you know, it's not too many people that just say this is what it is, period.
Mm.
Trust no one, volume one. Trust no one, volume two.
Trust me.
Maybe that should be the next mixtape and let me feature on it so I can just
trust
laugh.
Trust no one.
Yeah, trust no one, volume one. And trust no one, volume two. And
volume
just have me just crack up because, you know, I'm known for my laugh, Hayes.
Yeah, it'll be good. It will be good. I might have you on, like, the skits all the way through the mixtape. I'll be like, trust no one. You'll be like laughing at how you are now.
Oh my goodness. Oh. Trust no one. You'd be laughing the way you laugh it out. I love it. So if I was to turn on your iPod, you said Bobby Womack, and you know, where's all the slow jams at, Hayes?
Well, I don't really listen to too many slow jams, to tell you the truth. Like, what do I listen to that's slow? It's a lot of kind of track I listen to that was slow that I liked. And he's like, no, I don't listen to slow jams like that. I listen to,
like,
reggae more than I listen to slow jams.
Even when you're in
chill back
mode?
Oh,
you like Jagged Edge?
Yeah, Jagged Edge. I used to like Jagged Edge back in the day.
Back in the day?
Who else is there? John Legend. I think John Legend's dope.
John Legend's dope.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, my girl is Stell. Obviously, I know her, so it's different, but I think she's dope. She's done well right now. She's doing real good right now. Who else is there? Hold on, listen to R&B dudes, really, tell you the truth. R&B, I like Kalisha. I like, I think Kalisha's dope. I think Beyonce's dope. I think, who else is there? Kalisha's dope. Erykah Badu's dope.
No, hey, I understand.
If I lived a regular life, I think I would listen to more of that kind of music, you feel me? But when I'm making music all the time, it's like, it doesn't really come into my program.
Right.
Unless I'm going to bed or, you know what I'm saying, dealing with certain things. But then I don't even care about music, so I've listened to music all day. I've been listening to music. I don't want to hear no music.
Right, exactly. I understand that, and I got that, like, ASAP. I got that ASAP, definitely. So if you had to choose...
Max B?
No. Go ahead. Talk about Max B, because, you know, Max B is a trip.
I think Big Avril is, like, probably the closest thing to R&B in my iPod. Max B and pretty couple Drake tracks. Couple Drake and J. Cole tracks.
Okay. Well, don't ask me. I have everything in there, anything and everything. So that's cool, though. That's cool. So I just had a weird question to ask you, because I have to break the monotony a little bit. You know, women or cars, which one would you choose?
Women or cars?
Yeah, which one would you choose, a woman or a car?
That's what I'm trying to say. That How could you ask that question? Like, who would say a car? Who in their right mind would say a car? Whoever would say a car needs to get shot. Real life. This is what's wrong with hip-hop today. You know what I'm saying? But a woman, a girl, definitely.
I can't. My cheeks are hurting me. I can't laugh anymore. I really can't. And I love it. And I love it, you know, because someone said to me, car, a car, a car. Like, so many people say cars. You know, you're the first person I think that, who said woman. They said because if you have the car, then you can get the woman.
If you have the car, you can get the woman. But what kind of woman are you going to get if you get a car?
See, that's a whole nother thing right there. You know, that's a whole nother examination. Yeah, see, this is why you're the truth, Paige. This is why you're the truth. You're living up to that, for real, tonight on the Intune show. So for everybody out there who's just getting intuned with Hayes tonight, I mean, don't ever, ever lose focus on this man, ever, because you hear how he's talking, okay? Ever. Ever.
Ever. Ever, 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 ever.
So where can people go to, you know, download your music and, you know, follow you and stay in tune to all the awesome truth that you speak?
Well, you can go to HayesTheTruth.com. You got my YouTube channel on there. And then you can go to my Twitter, which is HayesTheTruth as well. Facebook, HayesTheTruth as well. But go to HayesTheTruth.com and you get all my previous mixtapes for free. You get Love and Respect for free. I've got the merchandise on there. I've got the hoodies. The T-shirts for the girls, I'm saying, the T-shirts for the man, them wavy colours, I'm saying, look wavy in summer, go cut one of them. Yeah, and all my videos are on there too. So HayesTheTruth.com, www.HayesTheTruth.com, everything's on there. Go download everything, go see all the visuals, go cop a hoodie or a T-shirt.
Absolutely. Now, I have a question about those T-shirts, Hayes. I need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Do they fit tight? Did you make sure that when you was putting those together that those things were like skin tight for the females?
Of course, they're like tank tops for the females. Like,
don't play with
like
me now, Hayes. I don't want to take a trip.
Of course they're tight. Huh? I'll give you one. Bring you one.
Yay! Bring I want an extra, 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 extra tight. No, just kidding.
We can work that out. We can work that out.
We can write that out. We can manufacture one. You're right. Exactly. We're going to go get an infant. We're going to get an infant shirt, and we're going to send it to Precious, okay? For real. You know, because women like to emphasize, you know, like I do anyway.
Okay.
And I'm going to wear a T-shirt.
Okay.
Thank you, Hayes. Thank you. Thank
off,
you.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. But again, guys,
yeah,
just, you know,
for me then. I'll send it to you then.
I will. As soon as you send it to me, I'm going to put it on and I'm going to go, you know, do a whole photo shoot in it, a whole photo shoot.
No,
and
no
I have
photo shoot.
Actually
yeah,
three
yeah,
photo shoots coming
picture,
up, Hayes.
Picture.
You have to send that to me ASAP. Hmm?
For real?
No, I'm serious.
You have to do a whole photo shoot. All right. Say no more. I'll get that to you.
Okay, now I'm going to inbox you my info so we can stay in tuned. And, you know.
Okay, All right, Shawty. Send that.
All right, so we're going to let Hayes go because it is like probably 4 o'clock in the morning over in London, and he needs to get some rest so he can, you know, come up with the truth again in the morning, okay? We need to stay in tune with him, log on to his website, follow him on Twitter, like him on Facebook, and definitely download the mixtape. ASAP, because I did
definitely,
it tonight, and I'm
definitely
enjoying it. Yes, Taze, I just want to thank
that
you so much for taking the time to talk to me tonight. I hope it was an okay experience with me.
It was a great experience. Only experience more. Thank you.
Thank
appreciate
you so
it
much, Hayes. And keep me posted, and you can always welcome on the show anytime you want to. Just let me know.
All right, enough. Thank you very much. God bless.
Thank
one
you.
Up.
Have a good night. Bye. Yeah, guys, so that was Hayes, and he's totally awesome. Love him, love him, love him. And what I love the most about it is that he has a great personality. great personality, and I love laughing. So definitely, definitely had a good time talking to him. Again, log on to his website, follow him on Twitter, and definitely like his like page on Facebook. This is his last track, and this one is called Where I'm From. And when I say his last track, it's not his last track, but it's definitely the last track that I have to play tonight. So definitely get in tune to Where I'm From, to Good Versus Evil, and Loyalty, Honor, and Respect by Haze, okay? Stay in tune. Tomorrow I will be on with Lady Twinkles, and you guys already know what that's all about. Until then, guys, thank you for tuning in. If you're tuning in for the first time, I hope it's not your last. And for all those that continuously support the show, I just want to tell you I love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. And thank you so much. Have a good night.
Where I'm from.
Young G's trying to make peace. Said he pushed Q's, but do an AC. Trying to get a BMW or an AP. Pay it on and up on the news, BBC. Cut light, cut dark. Gotta pay rent, pay bills, so you cut class. 13, but you're feeling like an old man. 10 years passed, and you ain't seen your old man. Fuck an old in your own chrome, you're your own man. Damn, niggas gotta violate themselves. Gotta plug a phone when they land up in jail. Fuck up with a man you've been beefing with on road. Get wet up in your face, cause niggas are so cold. Where I'm from is fuck, we're all broke. They don't care about us, leave us with no hope. They don't care about us, leave us with no hope.
Where I'm from, a place in London town. My dog will hold me down. Where I'm from. We the buck around. In London town, my dog will hold me down. Where I'm from.
Welcome to the bright lights. Welcome to the city. What I'm living in, my life, our life, your life. Living in a city where things aren't always pretty, but still we live and love life. London, the city kinda tends to make it uptight. Thinking about my money, see I gotta get my funds right. Up like early morning, sipping on my tea. Butter in my toast, calculating P. Let me take you on a tour through the end, see what I wore. Pavement to the curb, no sidewalk. The ammo with the cheese, people tired force. We be stacking P, looking flea out for 9 north, north, west, east, south, living in the dungeons. The cold capital of Europe, this is London. The bread is moving onions, the bread is getting tons in. The young don's losing their mind on a gun thing.
Where I'm from, a place in London town. My dog will hold me down. Where I'm from. We the fuck around.
I'm in tune.
About to take it to the moon.
Let's go.
I'm in tune.
I'm in tune.
I'm in tune.